This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I mentioned we have Congressman Bob Onder coming up here after Sue's News, former St. Louis County Police Chief and former St. Louis County Councilman Tim Fitch, because he's involved in this reopening of a cold case into a murder that took place out in Ellisville way back in 1980. He'll explain
Interesting.
That. Yeah, it's fat. We love those cold cases and the new information that's out. So we'll get with Chief Fitch after the top of the hour. Right now, let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
We saw two coyotes in the yard. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
That spook you?
You know what? It kind of did. Somebody on our YouTube feed had said, Sue, watch out for, after I told the deer story, watch out for coyotes, but it's mainly at dawn and dusk, and I get up before dawn. So,
but this is at the new house, right?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of trees and forest area?
Yeah, there's some open ground and then a cemetery where Fred's grandparents are buried, another story. And I got up and I flip on the outdoor lights because I'm feeding the dogs and I'm going to let them out. And I do, and these two coyotes go trot through the yard. I'm not in the city anymore.
Yeah, because you don't have a fence right now.
I got no fence.
Yeah.
And I was going to, go outside and hook them up to the leads. But I watched it, and they just walked, through the yard into our neighbor Mark's yard. And that was it. But, and then, of course, what do? You Google it. And they say, well, if the dog's not too small, you'll probably be all right. I mean, those things aren't going to be able to get a bulldog, but I'm not sure that's terribly reassuring.
I wouldn't think they would be able to, but
I guess it depends on the size probably of the bulldog.
Right, if you
Her bulldogs
Frenchie,
are big.
Yeah,
your bulldogs are big.
Yeah.
We're talking Luna, Fred's dog, or my little dog, Olaf.
Oh,
I think we're in trouble.
So I grew up in Bethalto, Illinois, small town, and we were, near cornfields and near woods.
Yes.
And one night, it had to have been in the last year that I was living back at home still. I'm on the back deck, and out of nowhere, this yelping just comes flying through the backyard. This is at night, so I can't really see, but I just hear massive yelling. And then I turn the light on to see two coyotes booting it after a rabbit. Oh my gosh, it scared.
The rabbit was shrieking.
The coyotes were yelping at
it. Oh, they were yelping at the rabbit.
It scared the crap out of me.
Oh my
because
gosh.
All of a sudden, just yelping, just flying by. It's like, oh my gosh, where's it coming from?
I don't see them in my neighborhood. I hear them, though.
Oh, do you really?
Well, yeah, because we'll hear them get all worked up like that with the yelping sometimes in the distance. Yeah.
I hadn't heard them, but if that person hadn't mentioned that on the feed, I would have been like, say, is that what?
If you'd like to borrow one of my 30-06s, it'll take care of that story.
Oh, my gosh.
That,
can you
that
imagine?
Situation. Although I think you're in St. Louis County. You can't do that, right?
Yeah, I can't do that.
If you were in Jeffco, you could just open up fire.
Is that right?
Take them out.
Good Lord. Happy National Teddy Bear Day. It's also National Ants on a Log Day, which I appreciate.
I prefer that one.
I do too. Now, my mother made ants on a log. What? Are you saying yours
did
not?
What are you talking about? What is that?
Ethan, help me.
I don't even know what it is.
No, I thought you literally meant ants on a log.
Okay. No, you guys.
I don't know what this is.
Ants on a log, you take a piece of celery about this big, you put peanut butter in there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you put raisins on top. It's ants on a log.
Okay. I know what that is. I did not know that that was called
that. Oh, yeah,
that.
It's a thing.
Interesting.
Well, even if we were just referring to ants literally on a log, I still would have been okay with that.
But are you telling
me
it's National Ants on a Log Day?
Yes. Wow. Somebody went through the trouble of making it ants on a log. We should make it Mark Reardon Show Day.
We should try to submit that, right?
Right? I mean, why not? Obviously, anything goes. And National Wiener Schnitzel Day. Wiener schnitzel,
I should say.
That sounds better. Which has to be veal. I looked it up. It's breaded veal. It's a nice German
dish. But oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did I not know that?
Wiener schnitzel.
Mm-hmm.
It's veal.
Yeah.
We learned so much on Sue's News,
this
honestly.
Is a very educational.
Learned two different
show.
Things today.
Yeah.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. On this day in history, 69 years ago, Elvis Presley made the first of his three appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show. Do we have some Elvis? Did I send you some? Okay, never mind. But what he sang was Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, blah, blah, and Ready Teddy, which I don't think I've ever heard. Anyway, they only shot him from the waist up. So that his gyrating hips
did not offend
the TV audience. 82.6% of the nation tuned in. Imagine that. That is mind-boggling in today's streaming everything. I mean, you can't get 50%.
No,
you can't get 20%.
Yeah, even with the biggest, like the Super Bowl, you're still probably getting 25, you know, 30 cents. By the way, I haven't watched it yet. It's in my, you know, to-do list or my watch list, but I've talked to some folks who have seen this on Netflix. It's called Sunday Best, The Untold Story of Ed Sullivan. And it really kind of focuses on the black artists that he booked. You know, he was way ahead of his time on that and that influence. But I hear it's a really good documentary on Netflix.
Well, that's really interesting. Well, here's what the New York Times said. This is a quote from the New York Times. When Elvis executes his bumps and grinds, it should be remembered by CBS that even a 12-year-old's curiosity might be overstimulated. Wow.
How the world has changed.
Right?
You think?
Now you're half naked and nothing matters. Okay, and then this made me laugh. 23 years ago in 2002, Buzz Aldrin is 72 years old. Okay? He punched a moon landing conspiracy theorist in the face for accusing him of lying about Apollo 11.
I love that.
I love
legend.
It so much.
I love that. You know, I met him one time. I had him in the studio when I was working in my past incarnation here in St. Louis Radio at KSDAM in 1996, and he came in the studio.
Did he really?
And
wow.
He was a bizarre dude. I don't know if
it was
because he went to the moon, but he was a very
like
interesting,
in
challenging, just weird, very eccentric.
Interesting.
You know, yeah.
Well, I credit him for punching the dude on the
how annoying
allegation.
That must
There's people that think that still, though.
I know. Or the flat earthers, all the people. All right, the document John Candy, I Like Me, premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival over the weekend.
Very excited about this.
Okay, it hits Prime on October 10th, and in it, Macaulay Culkin remembers John's kindness on the set, because Mark and I both love Uncle Buck.
It's my favorite.
Same.
Yep.
John's kindness on the set of Uncle Buck, and he's interviewed in here, and he also remembers that John Candy was one of the first people to realize that Macaulay's dad was a creep.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, Macaulay says, quote, "I think he always had that really great instinct, and I think he saw." Sorry, crowd.
Yeah,
listen,
crowd didn't like
even
it.
Before the wave crested and the Home Alone stuff was happening, it was not hard to see how difficult my father was. It was no secret. And I think John was looking a little side-eyed, like, is everything all right over there? You doing good? Mm. You okay? You having a good day? He said, and it really meant a lot to him as a kid.
Well, I would place, and I think you know this, that in the last 2 years, I watched Uncle Buck again in its entirety. It's one of those films, Sue, I think you and I have agreed, that if it's on somewhere, I cannot
watch
it. But I really do. I was telling Dave Klein this because he reached out to tell me about the documentary. I had not heard about it yet. I'm very excited, and I love John Candy, but he's such a sweet guy.
Yes.
But that movie in particular, I think, is his best work. I really
agree.
Do.
I agree. He's so, so good in that. And you can't help but feel that you're seeing John Candy, you know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Yes, yes.
A mom from New Zealand has broken the world record for the fastest 100-meter sprint over Legos. She was able to do it in under 24.75 seconds. Gabrielle Wall is her name. Did you have Legos in your house, Mark? This is supposed to be a big deal.
You like when I was a kid, you mean?
Yeah, did your parents? I mean, it's supposed to be just hellacious to step on one.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
well, I had them when I was a kid, but, you know, they've had this second incarnation. My daughter's really into the real complicated Legos and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But two things. You'd walk on top of them or you'd suck them up in the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, either one is bad. Lego has just announced its most expensive set ever for $1,000, and it's Star Wars themed. It's the Death Star.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's how I can relate to this. I remember when I was getting stuff for my kids, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, they want Legos. And then I started looking at the prices on the Legos. You go up into Target and you look at the Lego price. I'm like, wait, what?
No joke.
What happened to, like, you know, Lincoln Logs and just simple Legos, stuff like that?
Ethan, did you put together any of these things?
Very, very few. But
I think they're
had
fun.
A couple of them growing up, yes.
Okay, well, the Death Star has 9,023 pieces. It comes with 38 characters, including 3 versions of Luke Skywalker and 2 versions of Han Solo.
Yeah. So what you're going to have here is about 5 dudes who've never kissed a girl that go in on this, and they each spend $250, and they spend the weekend putting this together.
Sue, hit that bell right now.
But, you know, I don't know. I think they're kind of fun to put these together.
Well, they are.
I agree.
And Alexa actually does. Some of them are very. This is where I had to relearn what Legos. I didn't really get it. Like, you know, the TV show that they were doing too. What was that called? Was that Lego Masters?
Lego movies.
Even the Lego movie. But I didn't realize that Legos had become, because to me it was just a bunch of little colored bricks that you would connect and do your own designs. But what they became in, you know, more recent times is pretty amazing.
I know, it is.
They kind of reinvented themselves.
And that leads us into today's random fact. A single Lego brick can withstand 950 pounds of pressure before it starts to crack.
Holy cow.
It's an about, but dang, right?
No joke.
This is one of those days. Everything you wanted to know about Legos, but were afraid to ask during Sue's News. We learned a lot today. Thank you, Sue.
Yes.
Congressman Anders coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.